The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Ringside News, The Sportster, The Richest, Daily DDT, and Sportskeeda. I am Lee Walker. And joining me today is Lucien Loveless, independent wrestler, and we are going to talk about the current situation with Oklahoma, the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission, and how this affects wrestlers like Nyla Rose. Lucien, thank you for coming on today. It's a pleasure to have you.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
So, I'm in the state of New York. I was unaware up until recently that Oklahoma had signed a bill dating back to 2022 that bans transgender athletes from competing against the same sex, so a transgender female against a female in female sports, and vice versa with the men.
That is correct, yes.
I was unaware of this in the state of New York, and fans, I had made a Facebook post about this, and Lucien, I would seemingly think that a lot of people were kind of unaware of this this bill, based off the comment section.
There's a lot going on when it pertains to Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma, and professional wrestling that if more people knew about, they would have a lot to say.
So I found it interesting here that professional wrestling is grouped into the bill, but I'm more so curious as to how the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission handles this, because it was December 20th, 2023,
right,
that Nyla Rose actually wrestled in Oklahoma and wrestled a cis woman.
So we've got a couple of different factors at play. One, right, prior to, let's say, 2019, 2018, the Athletic Commission has been overseeing professional wrestling in the state of Oklahoma under the leadership of no less than Danny Hodge himself, a legendary wrestler himself and Oklahoma's hometown hero, on the board. And maintained kayfabe the whole time, mind you. So Oklahoma was still regulating us like MMA or boxing or anything else, blood tests, licenses, the whole shebang. So over the years, some of those regulations have lightened up a bit in enforcement, but not in the books. And in other times, they've completely made up new laws out of whole cloth. I'm managing mostly these days. I don't wrestle as much as I used to. I have to be licensed as a manager. I had an instance where I got in the ring to raise some clients' hands after they won the tag team championships. The next thing I know, the promoter was freaking out because a commissioner freaked out on him just because I stepped in the ring after the match because the bell rang. Come to find out, managers, timekeepers, referees, nothing, nowhere does it say they need to be licensed. But it's enforced anyway. We have to pay our little fee, and we have to get our little tests, and pay the VIG, basically. Every June 30th, everyone's licenses run up. We had Jake Hager come down for a show. He was up 2 months before, licensed in everything in every other state. He wasn't able to compete because his blood work was 2 months out of date, you know? So they claim to do this under the auspices of keeping everyone safe. In reality, it's bargain basement protection racket. And I'm from Texas. I was born there in Oklahoma. I'm here in Amarillo, Texas right now at the Necrofang Dojo in Amarillo. We're training the next generation of wrestlers, trying to build a better world, and dragging Oklahoma into the present has been really hard, especially now that we've got gender issues coming into the fore. So intergender wrestling is a thing. You can't stop it. But there's currently a political, let's say, atmosphere that likes to highlight identity politics in a really negative light. And Oklahoma is the only state in the union where the governor passed an executive order defining gender. By law, trans people do not exist in the state of Oklahoma. That's kind of weird, right? So, yeah, kind of weird. So when Nyla came in to compete, they sent basically AEW the equivalent of a dirty letter. And, Tony and company went on down the road because, the state of Oklahoma is a blip on their radar. But we have to live here and we have to work here. And we suffer from those same legalized forms of bigotry and ignorance. So we're trying to make, we tried to make the Athletic Commission deal with this recently during a meeting. We all went up there, myself, Logan Knight, Brandon Groom, various wrestlers from around the tri-state area, tried to come talk to them during this meeting. They went ahead and discussed the issue at hand, which was allowing intergender wrestling. They decided that the issue was too political and to kick it up to the legislature, to state legislature. And they acted like they were doing us a big favor, but they repeated over and over. And we've got all this on YouTube. You can go watch it. For the whole meeting on YouTube. They said if they made a decision now, it'd become far too political. So they're going to kick it up to state legislature and they're going to do us a favor by doing so because they think we're dumb. And it's going to go hit the backboard that is the governor's executive order defining gender and right into the can, especially in an election year. If they see it now, more realistically, it would be 6 years from now before they even get it on a docket in front of the legislature, and then they have to decide if they even want to review it or not. So that's where we're at on the gender and wrestling issue. Yeah, pretty crazy, right? So you've got, go ahead.
I didn't realize all of that to the fact that the Oklahoma government for their own state defined what gender is. That is alarming because if they do it, then other states can do that.
And they're actively encouraging. I mean, if you look at the statement the governor's office made, they're like first in the nation. They're trying to get other right wing and red states to join in and just sign a bill defining gender. It's all downhill from there. So we pretty much have to let go of that, right? We're at the point now where the gender issue in wrestling is going to get sent down to the wood chipper, right? We pretty much need to let that go. But Oklahoma is in the minority when it comes to states that even have a hand regulating professional wrestling. Why? Because it's not a sport like MMA or boxing. It's sports entertainment. And this has been decided long ago by powers much higher than us. I mean, back Vince and the steroid trials in the 90s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's legal precedence for this on many levels. Furthermore, it's a freedom of speech issue. If you want to get down to this is an art, a performance art intended to entertain people. We're not combatants, It's kind of an issue. Recently, I went to go work in another state that will remain nameless, and I went to a lovely show where we performed at an exhibition in the art of wrestling. There were no matches, because this was not professional wrestling. This was art. And we were not wrestlers or managers. We were artists. And we did exhibits at a private party. You see, like, the level of ridiculous acrobatics and legalese crap one has to do just to entertain some people, because they're dealing with the same kind of thing.
Yeah. And one of the things I was curious about was when it comes to the Athletic Commission, is it just the wrestling shows that they're regulating, or are they showing up to wrestling schools to make sure that the women aren't practicing with the men and vice versa? Like,
There's none of that. They have no idea how the sausage gets made, right? Which was one of my points during our meeting. I said, by the time you see a woman in a match in front of an audience against a man, she's already, or against a woman for that matter, she's already had 100 training matches with guys, because it's nigh impossible in this day and age to get more than one or two women in the same training class at the same time. I mean, there is a drought in females in the wrestling business right now. So yeah, they proposed, oh well, perhaps we could look into this more, and we could maybe come out and watch some training matches. And at that point, now you've got unqualified people evaluating trainers, you know? And like, I'm standing outside a door right now, 20 feet from Necro Butcher. So it'd be kind of interesting watching a state athletic commission guy come try to tell him how to wrestle. I would really like to watch that conversation go down. I'd buy tickets to that. So I've been doing this since I was like 17, right? I was fresh out of high school powerlifting and drama club, right? I got trained by Tom Jones. I was one of the last students from Mr. Ebony, Tom Jones, to train personally before his Alzheimer's got really bad. And Tom was the first black man to wrestle a white man in the state of Georgia. And he
Oh,
used to tell
wow.
us stories about, yeah, he used to tell us stories about what they had to deal with and how they were treated differently and the segregation in the wrestling industry. And then, you know, the excuses the promoters would make for why integration was a bad idea. And, oh well, you know, it's going to mess up the white guy's money, because then the black man's going to come in and start asking for the same price, and then it's going to mess up their money. And well, it's just a bad idea. It's just bad for business. And it's the exact same argument I'm hearing from promoters in Oklahoma. We're not all a body, a unit on this. There are lots, believe it or not, unbeknownst to many, there are some less than reputable wrestling promoters in the world. I don't know. Just don't tell everybody. But yeah, many of them are happy with the athletic commission existing so they can use it as a weapon against each other. Here in Texas, we've been doing this for eons now, completely self-regulating. And for instance, I'm here at Bomb City Bar Fights, we do deathmatch shows at least once a month. Generally, everybody's good to go afterwards with some little super glue tape and a beer or three. Meanwhile, at a completely regulated by the health department and, you know, athletic commission in Oklahoma, in a church, you got a guy that does a dive on the outside and now he's peeing blood for 3 weeks and has to go to the ER every couple of days to get things drained. Who's safer? Like, who's really safer at the end of the day? They exist as a protection racket and to enforce some kind of weird bigotry agenda, some kind of sexism artifice that Oklahoma likes to strum on. And as I mean, would you get one AEW show or a WWE show that comes through? They get 5% of the gate, 5% of concessions, 5% of merch, all the wrestlers have to be licensed, et cetera, so forth. So that pays for their entire existence. That pays all their salaries. Boom, one or two WWE shows a year. So they have a financial incentive to keep their hand in our business. And it's been an uphill battle.
One thing I noticed, AEW is coming out with their 2025 schedule, and I've already seen the rest of 2024. And I noticed that on Dynamite, they've been airing for 2025. And to be honest, I have not seen Oklahoma on the schedule for AEW at all.
There you
Do you
go.
think that, by not by Oklahoma doing this, do you think that we could see it be a point where AEW just doesn't go to Oklahoma anymore at all?
Absolutely. And
Like
honestly,
Tony Khan standing by Nyla?
if I was Tony, I wouldn't for numerous reasons. Why would I want to give them 5% of all my profits off top? Why do I want to go put one of my wrestlers in an awkward position, a talent that I care for, in a really weird position that they don't want to be in? No, absolutely. I don't think they should come back, honestly. And this is an issue we have to deal with anyway because of the commission. Oklahoma wrestling kind of exists in a bubble. It's hard to get outside talent in because it's like, hey, oh, we need you to come like do like two or three shows, maybe just one. Oh, by the way, there's a commission you got to deal with. So you got to get a license, blood test, physical, yada, yada, yada. Oh, you don't have insurance? That's going to be about $700. Oh, you're originally just going to charge me trans to get here because you're cool. You know what I mean? It becomes a
Yeah.
huge issue. And especially when it comes to booking females or trans wrestlers. Trans wrestlers legally, again, do not exist in the state of Oklahoma. So that's a dead end. Dead end. It's right. Now, Tony Khan or Triple H or somebody with some money could come in and slam dunk this situation in a minute. I've called attorneys all over the nation. I even called Mr. Stephen P. New himself. And yeah, no dice. But recently I got in touch with an attorney who thinks he can actually get us down the field a little bit on this issue. And we have some things in the works that could be potentially huge. But yeah.
Oh, that's very good. I'm definitely looking forward to keeping in contact with you and keeping in contact about what's going on with Oklahoma and the athletic commission there, 'cause I find it like really hard to believe that they would be so.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Willing to inalienate themselves with pro wrestling that this bill's been in effect for 2 years now, and you having been there, has it affected any shows at all? Like, have there been like less shows run?
So there was a show, I think it was earlier this year, a friend of mine and a female wrestler, Stormy Renee, she came in at a battle royal, took a super kick and was eliminated really quick. I mean, we're talking mere moments. The commission came down hard. They tried to suspend her license, the license of the guy that kicked her, the promoter's license. They came down real ugly. Then there was some saber rattling about lawyers on the defensive side, and they shut up, and suddenly everybody's licenses were quietly reinstated. They don't want this to be a public issue. They don't want it to go to court because they know they will get slam dunked. And I think October last year, a promoter ran a show. See, you've got another issue in Oklahoma, Native Land. There was a huge case that went down a few years back, pretty much from Tulsa East is all indigenous native land, and they can do whatever they want. White man's law is merely suggestion. So we can boogie out there and put on any kind of wrestling match we want and just na-na-na-boo-boo to the athletic commission, which is hilarious to me. So the entire Native American community is backing us on this. And it's especially frustrating because the state of Oklahoma has some of the best wrestling fans on the planet. They're passionate. They're attentive. They're knowledgeable. And it's amazing. The Oklahoma Athletic Commission is getting in the way of so much, in the way of art, in the way of business, in the way of like enjoyment of children. For a dime, and I don't get it.
Yeah, that is interesting fact though about indigenous land. Just go run shows there, and they can't do anything about that. That's
I got lost on a loop there about that. I apologize. I get hit in the head a lot. So a promoter tried to run on what he thought was native land, and he was told was native land, but it was native land inside a building owned by the state, right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
So here comes the commission. They suspend the announcers. They suspend the referees. They suspend every manager and wrestler on the card. They tried to suspend his promoter's license, the whole thing. They tried to suspend announcers. Announcers don't have licenses. What are you suspending? this is the level of ridiculousness. A fellow manager, a friend of mine, Tony Snow, he tried to play ball and get licensed like he was supposed to in June when the time comes up. And had a show time coming up, and he never got his license back in the mail. And he contacted them, and they were like, "Well, just file again. Maybe something got lost." And then a couple of weeks later, sure enough, he got two licenses with two different registration numbers, but both for Tony Snow with his picture and, you know, info on it. They're just making this stuff up. The numbers don't even mean anything. It's kayfabe on top of kayfabe.
Oh man.
You can't make it. Oh, and oh my, when I got my new license, I am a pro wrestling official. They literally cannot spell the word wrestling, yet they deem themselves worthy of regulating it. You cannot make this stuff up, folks.
Will you be able to DM me a photo of that?
Yes, absolutely can. It's in my pocket as we speak.
I need a photo.
Got you.
Thank you.
Oh, and before this, the license before this was signed by a dead man.
Huh?
Yes. The signature on the bottom of my previous license that expired in 2022, 2023, was signed by aforementioned Oklahoma wrestling legend who died in 2020. So,
is it possible to get a photo of that too?
Absolutely. That's on my nightstand. I was thinking about framing that. Yes, I got you on both of those.
Wow. That is, that is some sort of incredible
necromantic rituals, apparently.
Yeah. Wow. God. Wow. Man, I don't know what to say on that one. That one's got me kind of speechless. I am
you and everybody here too. We just kind of joke about it, and it's a thing. License signed from beyond the grave.
So, with the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission passing this up to legislation and seemingly knowing that legislation is going to deny this, I want to think about how I want to word this. Is there any sort of like next step in play to go back to legislation or the Athletic State Commission to try and be like, hey, we know that what you have that bill in place, but what we do is an art form. It is a work.
Right.
It's sports entertainment. You know, Vince labeled professional wrestling as sports entertainment in the 80s, in 82 or 83, when New York State wanted to ban professional wrestling. And he started referring to it as sports entertainment because it's all predetermined. And
exactly that. So without revealing too much of my hand, you've put your finger in it right there.
Okay.
Change on this level is going to require case law. And for case law to become an issue, there has to be a criminal case. For there to be a criminal case, somebody's going to have to go catch one. So, that's all I'm going to say on that at the time.
Okay. Fair enough. That has not gone over my head. I put down what you're saying. I got you on that.
There you go.
Interesting. Like I said, being from the state of New York, I really just only found out about this law maybe a month ago. I had no idea. I don't know why I didn't know about it. I don't know if it, what kind of coverage it had back in 2022, but for some reason I don't remember. But
2022 was a rough year. I think we were all dealing with a lot
at
that point.
Yeah.
You know,
for real, yeah.
Oklahoma hasn't been a huge name in the wrestling business since the 70s, so I get it, you know, but we're trying. It is a bubble, and there's not a lot that comes in or out of our dark little bubble, but we're trying to fix that.
Yeah. And do you think with the commission that, aside from this issue that's going on, do you think they've been more of a hinder than help to the wrestling community?
Of what to the wrestling community? I'm sorry.
Have they been more of a hinder to the wrestling community?
Absolutely. They've stunted its growth. They've directly impacted who can get booked, directly. And every month we have to work on people or work with people that are willing to work around the bullshit. It's not easy. I've got contacts with some lovely people that could come put on incredible shows, but can't because the Athletic Commission is directly in the way. And if they would even loosen their regulations or do a model like Kansas has an athletic commission that regulates pro wrestling, but they almost exclusively deal with promoters. It's invisible on the talent side. You don't even know they're there. That's cool. That would be fine. But they come in here on us like gangbusters. And I don't get it. But yeah, they impact everybody real hard. You don't make a whole lot of money on the indies. And again, if you don't have medical insurance, it's like $700 for the blood work and license at the end of the day. If you've got insurance, you can get out of there for about $200. And it's good for what, 6 months? Or it's good for a year. So one more time. Let's say you make $50 a show as an indie guy. How many shows you got to work just to pay off your license? It's, yeah, bad math.
Does Oklahoma just not want wrestling in the state or
You'd
what?
think, right? But what blows me away, you ready for this one? During that same meeting we were issue 7 on their little docket, so we had to sit through their deliberation on other matters. While I was in the room, they completely legalized bare knuckle boxing in the state of Oklahoma. It is currently unregulated. And then someone mentioned, "Hey, what about the Muay Thai guys?" And another one said, "Oh, well, they just kind of regulate themselves." And, you know, myself being an enterprising individual, I thought, "Oh, so we just do Muay Thai now? We're Muay Thai guys? We just do Oklahoma style Muay Thai and don't hang out with other Muay Thai people?" Right. Cool. Yeah. It's that level of dumb. They legalized bare knuckle boxing, unregulated. And then when it comes down to our issue, oh, it's just far too political. We can't make any decisions on that. That's what? 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 Someone explain that to me.
Oof. So here's something that you might be able to help me out with, because I would see that this being an issue in Oklahoma. Say a transgender male
Right.
competes in Oklahoma. They're supposed to face a female, according to this bill that was done in 2022.
That
So
is correct, yes.
what kind of backlash is the promoter going to face? Is that male wrestler
Potentially,
going to face from the community?
the male wrestler would have his license suspended. The promoter would have his license suspended and get a misdemeanor with a minimum $1,000 fine up to 30 days in jail. And the trans female or the trans male in question would be probably banned from wrestling ever again in the state of Texas or in the state of Oklahoma and be subject to that same $1,000 fine or 30 days in jail misdemeanor. How
So,
about that?
really, seemingly, no transgender person could wrestle in the state of Oklahoma at all, then, really.
No, transgender wrestlers don't exist in the state of Oklahoma.
Oh my God.
Huh? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that, oh, wow. There's more to the bill than I thought, because like I was like, okay, well, what happens if a transgender male just wrestles a female, or a transgender female just wrestles a male? Oh my God.
Yeah. Layers, right?
Yeah.
Dumb layers. It's a big dumb onion.
Like, wow.
So, and I tried talking to him. I was like, look, let's be honest here. End of the day, we're a bunch of theater kids with high pain tolerances. Okay. We're not fighters, right? We're entertainers. There should be the same number of fights at a wrestling show as there is a high school production of The Nutcracker, and that number is zero. So why do you regulate us like it is? And why do you enforce the same MMA rules on us, but you kind of pick and choose? Like, female MMA competitors in the state of Oklahoma cannot have a full face of makeup, and their hair has to be coiffed in such a way that it's out of their face, i.e. cornrows, some such thing. And they have to have a pregnancy test done, so, you know, a baby is not getting killed during combat. But none of these rules are enforced in pro wrestling. They pick and choose. It's, by definition, there is no difference between collegiate Greco-Roman high school wrestling and professional wrestling in the state of Oklahoma. They regulate us like MMA when they want to. It's a hustle. It's a protection racket.
Wow. Huh.
I'm available anytime. You want to talk about stuff going on down here? I've got some stuff in the works. It's going to be huge. You'll hear from that anyway. But I'm always available.
Yeah, I 100% want to keep in touch on this with the athletics commission here, because this is just it's mind blowing to me, to be honest with you, the fact that that it goes deeper than just the issue with transgender wrestlers, that it's a far deeper issue here with the athletic commission.
The labyrinth of dumb. Yes.
Yeah. I am blown away. I want to thank you for coming on and sharing all this news with me today.
You're more than welcome.
If you want to take a moment here, let fans know any shows you have coming up, take the floor. It's yours.
Folks, check out Empire Pro Wrestling. We're running every month in Oklahoma City. Come on out to Amarillo. We got Bomb City Bar Fights, the biggest, coolest promotion in town. If you're interested in getting into the business, look me up on Facebook. We're out here at the Necrofang Dojo right now as we speak, training some amazing wrestlers in the future of this business. So, thanks again for having me on.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And fans, remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. We're out.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.